We're going to get right into the swing of things. It's football first on the docket here tonight. Scott City looking to bounce back after a tough loss last week at Holcomb as they head down the road for a second straight week to Cimarron this Friday night to take on the Blue Jays, a newest member of the Great West Activity Conference. We're joined here. We're going to start off here with Coach Jim Turner here in our coach's show. Well, Coach, I know it was kind of a tough loss last week there, and led 7-6 at halftime. Holcomb had a lot of the momentum in that third and fourth quarter, and what'd you see maybe looking back at the game last Friday night that kind of maybe turned things into Holcomb's favor, especially in that second half?
Well, you know, during the game, we gave up a couple good opportunities to score in the first half. We didn't get accomplished, with a turnover, well, with two turnovers, but one real late in the half trying to go in to score. But then when you go home and watch the film, we were playing at too high of a level, and their big boys just lined up and drove us. So that pretty much happened the whole game. We were just doing some really good things on offense, in the first half, first quarter or so. And, in that second drive, we were moving the ball, and then we kind of fell apart as far as our running game. And they started blitzing a lot, and we just didn't pick it up, and didn't adjust to it.
Well, and you guys did, like you said, you guys had some really good drives. Do you look back and say maybe – a 20-point swing was probably the story of the ball game.
Yeah, they got the big run on us, and we still went in 7-6 because they missed their conversion. But we just didn't take care of our opportunities the first half. It could have easily been 14 or 21-6, going in at half. And nobody likes to see a big run given up like we did anyway. But just a couple bad angles and couldn't get off some blocks. And the second half come out and they just turned things around. We still couldn't get the ball moving on the ground. Did a pretty good job in the air with most things. But when you can't move the ball on the ground, it's going to create some major issues. And defensively, they just, we stood up and they wore us down more and more, and then had a lot more success just pushing the ball down the field on us.
Did you see this week maybe a little sense of, kind of maybe taking the practices to a next level and a little anger from last week's result?
Well, hopefully, we see some of that. We want to get better each game, whether we win or lose. We want to improve on things we were very bad at. So we've been trying to really focus on the line, getting our pad level down and getting our legs going. And hopefully we can still throw the ball around like we did in the Holcomb game at times of it. But we need our running game to come around, and that's kind of our point of emphasis or focus this week. And the defense got to do a much better job. We kind of defensive tackles and ends. When they don't do what we need them to do, things go bad for everybody. So we've kind of started with the basics there and what we want to get accomplished.
Once again, it is Coach Jim Turner here, and I thought one player really had a pretty good game overall was Harrison King, and you could tell that his decision-making has improved quite a bit from last year.
Yeah, he made some good decisions, made some good runs, which we didn't see out of him last year. So that's really, a big step for him to look to pass, but also, step up in the pocket and run the ball or get out on a 28 or 9 waggle and see a lane to run and take off on that too. So he did a nice job, threw the ball pretty well most of the time. Had a few bad passes in there, but, nobody's going to have a perfect game.
Yeah, I think probably the underrated part of it was his stiff arm there on that one run in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, he got a nice stiff arm on Little Johnson there and stuck him in the ground and went on around the corner.
Well, it's a Cimarron Friday night here on the road once again, and right before districts already. Hard to believe that, and the way things are set up here. But actually, the last year, week three, you guys were in district already. But Cimarron, a team that's, yeah, they're 0-2, but they played some pretty good teams there with Holcomb and Colby.
Yeah, they're really good. They got really good skill kids, and I think we have good skill kids too. But, some tall receivers and a quarterback that can run the ball and, really good running back and Seabolt back there. So, and they got a couple really large linemen and, some smaller guys in there too, but a couple of them are huge. One's 340 and, 220 at a tackle and 250 at a tight end. So they're going to be a load up front with a few of those guys. They're a good team. I mean, they're probably one of the better 0-2 teams out there. So we're going to have to play pretty well.
And it's weird. I had to look it up. I think it's been a long time since Scott City's actually played a Class 2A school, but they're the largest 2A. I guess you could round up to 3A.
Yeah, they're going to be good. I don't care what class they are. We're going to have to play a lot better and play a lot lower. Mm-hmm. And if we can do that, I feel good about what we can get accomplished.
Yeah, it should be a fun one there Friday night at Cimarron, and It should be a great evening for football there. Once again, Coach Jim Turner joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. Thanks again, as always, Coach, here, and we'll talk to you coming up here later on this week.
All right, thanks, Adam.
All right, once again, Coach Jim Turner, we're going to talk to a couple of our senior secondary members here tonight in our show here, starting off with senior wide receiver and corner Isaac Tarango. And how are you doing this evening?
Doing good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. Well, a couple games into your senior year, I know it's been kind of good and bad, tough of a loss last week, but how do you feel like you've done so far here this year?
I feel like as the weeks go on, we still have a lot to improve on, like mm-hmm. with me, route running, like create a cushion. I think as we go on further through the season, we can improve like on the little things that matter as a team.
I know last week it was a tough loss there, but you had that nice touchdown catch. Kind of go through that one. That was a pretty good move there for you.
Yeah, I was kind of late into the game, kind of had to find a way to score to bring some momentum for this week. So Harrison threw a good ball, got it, man. Had to go for two on that one, but we didn't. Fortunately, we didn't get that one.
Yeah, and, you know, you showed off your speed there and other places there. And I know you didn't weren't able to bring down the tackler, but, man, you went across the field for that one there right about the five-yard line. What was going through your mind as you're trying to track him down?
I saw their guy go in motion, knew it was going to be a sweep to the opposite side. So I thought one of our guys made the tackle, but I just saw him slip. I had to go length of the field, and I was able to get onto his feet, but not able to bring him down. So that was unfortunate.
So you and Kevin are pretty fast here. I'm going to ask both of you the same question. Who's faster?
Shorter distance, probably Kev.
Yeah.
And bursts, probably me.
Okay. But yeah. As you look forward to Friday in the future here, what's something that you're looking to continue to work on to make yourselves better?
As a secondary, we need to work on communicating more, to know like when to switch, when to let go of the receivers. And as a team, just working together, like let the little things like improve on those things and to motivate each other on the next play.
All right, once again, senior Isaac Tarango joining us here. Thanks, as always. Good luck to you coming up here Friday and this rest of the season.
Thank you.
All right, once again, Isaac Tarango joining us here. Our next guest is going to be Kevin Serrano joining us here. And thanks again for joining me here this evening. How have you been doing this week?
Good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right, thank you. Well, you've been kind of one of those three-year starters in the defense and getting a little bit of playing time there on offense. And does it feel like that's your third year on varsity out there?
Man, it's flown by pretty fast, but this year it's just been like more of I have to be able to get on top of everything, because before I just mm-hmm. stayed on defense for the majority of practices and I rotated and repped it out pretty well, but now I'm on the offense, so it's a little bit of adjustment.
Well, what kind of adjustments have you had to do maybe mentally to prepare for a little bit more playing time?
Well, basically just kind of on the defense, I basically have all the basics down, and on the offense, it's just more of like not overthinking the little things and just repping it out.
I know it was a tough week for you guys last week, but maybe what did you think you needed to work on to get a little better here for this week and beyond?
Well, definitely, like Coach said earlier, is we got to start well from the defensive line, and then because from there, it just like makes the whole defense better. We got to start good on the defensive line, and then the backers, and then the defensive backs. And I feel like even there on the defensive backs, we didn't play as well as we should have because we're pretty experienced.
Well, I promised I'd ask you this question too. Who's faster, you or Isaac?
I feel like I'm quicker than Isaac, but once he gets out, yeah, he just burns me.
So are you saying you need a little bit of a head start?
Maybe, just a little. It's just that his long strides, they'll catch up to you.
All right. But, as you look forward here, what's maybe the ultimate goal that you have as you move on through the season?
The ultimate goal is, as a senior, like, I know how everything goes at practice and everything. It's just basically being a leader and showing the other guys how it's done and doing it to the best of my ability.
Once again, senior joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City, Kevin Serrano. Thanks, as always, Kevin, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you, Adam.